This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 753, Why Saving Money in Your 20s is a Good Idea, by Michelle Schroeder-Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. And I am Dan, the guy who is here each weekday reading to you from some of the best blogs on personal finance anywhere. And if you're like me, there are a bunch of money and personal finance books out there that you want to read, but you just don't have enough time. Well, there's an app that solves this problem in an ingenious way. It's called Blinkist, and it's the only app that takes the best key takeaways and need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books and condenses them into 15 minutes to read or listen to. And right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/OFD to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/OFD to start your free 7-day trial. Blinkist.com/OFD. Now let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Why Saving Money in Your 20s is a Good Idea, by Michelle Schroeder-Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. Recently, I read Elite Daily's article called If You Have Savings in Your 20s, You're Doing Something Wrong. There are so many things wrong with this article. The author basically says that you should spend all of your money in your 20s, even if you have money to start saving in your 20s. Saving money in your 20s, to her, means that you are boring, lazy, and just planning for your death. To state the obvious, I disagree with her article. I believe that saving money in your 20s means you're doing something right. There's tons of horrible advice in her article, such as, quote, "What memorable experience does money in the bank give you? How well-rounded can people become sitting at home watching their limited funds gain interest?" End quote. As well as, quote, "When you're 40, you're not going to look back on your 20s and be grateful for the few thousand you saved. You're going to be full of regret." End quote. I read this article over and over again to see where the author would say, "Gotcha, April Fools." However, that never happens. I'm sure this article is mainly just clickbait to get people to head on over to their website. I think the advice is horrible, and I'm hoping no one is following the advice of this author. However, I'm sure at least a few people are taking this seriously. There are so many reasons to start saving money as early as you can. I don't think I've ever heard anyone say, "I regret all that money I saved when I was younger." In fact, it's usually the exact opposite. Considering the fact that 36% of the people in the United States have absolutely no money saved for retirement, according to a survey done by Bankrate, I think there are many who probably wish they had savings. There's absolutely no reason to spend all of your money just because you want to. It doesn't make any sense to me to blindly spend everything just because it's there. Here are several reasons why you should start saving money in your 20s. You can learn good habits now. One of the top reasons for why many don't save and invest is because they claim they don't know how. Yes, at the beginning, saving money and investing may feel like a whole new thing, but it is possible and it doesn't have to be hard. The sooner you start saving, the more it becomes a habit and the easier it will become. By saving money in your 20s, you'll learn good financial habits that will help you well into the future. Leading a good life doesn't have to make you broke. As you all know, I really dislike the myth that people who save money are boring. That's just not true at all. There is absolutely no reason to go broke and spend all of your money in order to have a good time. I believe that you can balance living a good life along with saving money in your 20s. There are plenty of ways to live an awesome life while saving money. Yes, you can still see your friends, have fun with your loved ones, go on vacations, and more, all while staying on a realistic budget. Compound interest is a powerful thing. Saving in your 20s is a wonderful thing, especially because time is on your side and due to the powerful impact of compound interest. Compound interest is one big reason why you should start saving money as early as you can, and especially a reason for why you should start saving in your 20s. Compound interest is when your interest is earning interest. This can then turn the amount of money you have saved into a much larger amount years later. Just because you don't have wants doesn't mean you won't have needs. One thing that the author said in her article was that she doesn't save money because she has no wants in life. Well, this is a horrible thing to say, as you may have needs that pop up that require savings. You never know if you may have a medical emergency, if you may lose your job, if your car may break, and so on. Having savings can help you get through hard times. Plus, you never know how things may be in the future. Just because you don't want to start saving money now, in your 20s, doesn't mean that you won't want to save later. You will most likely regret your past if you make the huge mistake of choosing not to save money. Why not start saving money in your 20s if you can? Saving money in your 20s is better than not saving anything. What is the reasoning behind spending money just because you can? I see no point in actively trying to make sure you don't have money left over. Like I said earlier, there's no reason to spend all of your money just because you're able to. It doesn't make any sense to me to blindly spend everything just because it's there. In my opinion, saving money in your 20s is always a great idea. Even if you're only able to save a small amount, that's much better than not saving anything. Remember, time and compound interest are both on your side, and this can turn the small amount of money you have saved into a much larger amount. To summarize this whole post, you should start saving in your 20s if you have the ability to. You just listened to the post titled, Why Saving Money in Your 20s is a Good Idea, by Michelle Schroeder-Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. And thank you again to Blinkist for their support. It's difficult to find time to read books, and there are great ideas in them, but they're often bloated with repetition and extra information. Let Blinkist help you out. Blinkist finds the best key takeaways and condenses books down into just 15 minutes that you can read or listen to, and they cover thousands of nonfiction books. You can read multiple books a day using Blinkist. Rich Dad, Poor Dad is a super popular one frequently mentioned in blogs that I narrate for you, and the need-to-know information that Blinkist pulled from it was perfect. You should check it out. And right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/OFD to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/OFD to start your free 7-day trial. Blinkist.com/OFD. And that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here, as always, and for clicking subscribe. Have a great rest of your day, and I will see you back here tomorrow for the Thursday show, where your optimal life awaits.